When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Welcome back to the Duck Call Room, ladies and gentlemen. We have a pair of special guests with us today. They're not sitting together, so I don't know if there's a spat going on, but we have Jep and Jessica. Oh, now they're sending hearts across the room. Okay. All right. I see you. That's good. But welcome, fam.
Thank you.
We didn't want to take anybody's seats, so we just thought, well, we're fine. We've been married long enough.
Hey,
we're good.
Nobody will miss it if you do.
Yeah. In fairness, you probably win on that exchange because she's sitting where Johnny D sits every day.
Good luck with that.
And he's a sweat hog. So
how are all the children?
They're well.
They're good. We just got back from Abilene, Texas, visiting our two college kids.
Wow.
So, just moving them into their little new pad. And, they're fixing to be living separate. It'll be the first time Lily and her husband have their own place to themselves. So, Merritt's fixing to move into a garage apartment of her own. So, they'll have the whole house to themselves. I'm sure it's going to feel amazing.
And then Merritt's getting married in just a few months.
June.
Yeah. So, then are they going to move back in together, like...
No
compound.
No, the Merritt and Tyler will live at the garage apartment, and it's a two-story compound,
but separate.
Yeah, it's separate. One block from school. They literally can walk to school. It's amazing.
Ah,
and your youngest daughter, Priscilla.
Priscilla, she's doing good. She's homeschooling now. She's a junior, and she'll be homeschooling until she graduates next year. But she's doing awesome.
Me and Scylla watch Evil Lives Here. Have you ever seen that show? It's actually a really creepy,
it's scary.
And it's sad. I mean, so there's like a lot of them, but she loves it, and I kind of like it too. She just hates it. We watch it every
it's
night.
It's depressing. All it is murder.
Oh, true. Murder. Is it true crime?
True crime.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you can't watch that all the time. It affects your heart, like your mind. Priscilla went to bed scared one night this week, and she was so terrified. She was like, I got all my stuffed animals. I was like, you should have just come in my room.
Yeah, that's wild. Brittany watches that too, and then she's like, well, what if that happens to the boys? I'm like, you would have never even thought about this had you not watched it. So why do you watch it? I like to smile and laugh. Like, I'm more of a comedy type fella.
Yeah.
I want to feel good when I'm watching TV.
Like, I'll just slap on Seinfeld or something. Y'all over there watching about how this person got cut up in 17 pieces and why it took them 2 years to figure out who was doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's just, I think it's like kind of trying to find out through the people that know them the best, like, why they did what they did. I mean, that's what the show is like. What happened here?
Because they're crazy.
I mean, I think a lot of it. But a lot of it is evil. I mean, it's like, it's kind of scary.
That's what I'm saying. I'm already scared enough and worry so much about the kids. Why do I want to put that in my head? I can't. So I'm in the other room, and I started watching a good old show called Northern Exposure.
Which I did watch when I was... Do you remember that show from the 90s?
I do, yeah.
It was actually a pretty good show.
So that's what I'm watching in the other living room.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Well, that's good. No, y'all are celebrating the second marriage coming up in your family. So, but you should have a break, hopefully, after that.
Praying.
I mean, like, River's not going to run off and get married.
No, Priscilla either, hopefully. Our bank account needs a break after two weddings and two summers. You know what I'm saying? Just be real.
Y'all just waiting on the youngest ones now. Get to the boys.
That's right.
Get to the boys. Yes. Get to the boys. How's Big Gus?
Oh, gosh.
Dude, he is such an awesome athlete. We have so enjoyed, so we put him in basketball. His first year, dude, he's so good. Like, it's so fun to watch. Like, and he gets it. I mean, like, he'll watch some on TV, and then then we'll get out and practice, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to put a spin move on him tonight, Dad. And he rarely does that. But what he does, awesome. He's like a young Dennis Rodman kind of rebounds, block shots. Dude.
Oh, he down in there getting dirty.
Yeah.
You taught him how to trash talk yet?
No. He's a gentle giant.
Yeah.
He's never fouled anybody. Like, he's very gentle. Like, he doesn't want any contact. Like,
well, you do me a favor. Tell him when you get home, he's got five fouls. Use at least four of them a game. Yeah. Good night. That's what you got him for.
He's not a physical.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, you just need him to play one game with Willie. Then he'll get physical, and he'll learn how to trash talk, and he'll,
We've took him, we've been watching Christian play. That Wassman-Carroll game, if it's people don't know, it's the best two high school teams, I think, here in North Louisiana. It was the most awesome game at ULM. Went to overtime. Christian scored 35 points. It was incredible. They won, too. It was awesome.
It was fun.
Wow.
He's in the playoffs now.
So Gus loved that. I mean, he was like, oh, my God, Dad, he dunked. Christian dunked. I'm like, yeah, he dunked.
It's been fun.
He asked you if you dunked.
Yeah, like no,
no.
We have to lower the goal.
8 foot goal. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Grandma Jamma. What about River? What's little Riv up to?
River's playing golf. Okay. He had his first tournament yesterday. He played like really well. It was super. Was it yesterday or day before yesterday?
Tuesday.
Or yeah, well, I guess it doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter on podcast. Sorry.
No.
Anyway. He hit the ball really well. It was super windy that day, but he still played good. Hit some good shots, and then on his first par five, he got up there and he chili dipped it. And I was like, you can't say anything. You like as a parent, you just watch and can't say anything. He's kind of shook his head and he got up there. Well, did it again. I was like, oh my gosh, here we go. It took him four tries, but he did get it on the green. But you can only double what par is. So he took a 10, but oh my gosh, I thought, oh, that's it. He's not going to play good the rest of the time. But he actually picked himself up and played good the rest of the time. So I enjoy watching him. I wish I would have done that when I was in junior high.
He's just now learning the game. Really, I mean, then we have like our Louisiana winters where it's wet and you can't get out and do anything. So even though he can't go over to Willie Wood and chip around and putt around, but now that it's springtime, hopefully.
I don't know if y'all watch Duck Dynasty or not, but Si gave him instructional tips on golfing now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Si.
Just don't believe I can do it, but I can give him tips on things not to do.
Yeah, okay. You can do that.
Do not chili dip it.
I don't even know what that means.
It means you hit it a little fat and it goes about four feet.
You are not at the table.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do not chili dip it.
It happened. I mean, you're going to do it. To do it several times in a row, that's when it's like, oh, please. You know, it's
when I was playing, that meant that last one went about 10 yards over the
green
because I just sculled the snot out of it. I said, I ain't doing that again. Whop, and then, it's a bad deal.
Yeah.
But difference is he had to actually write down a score. I just pick it up, put it in my pocket, call it good. So, well, there you go. So, staying busy then. That's good.
Oh, goodness, yes.
That's good. What, any new animals at the Jeff and Jessica farm? Or?
No,
not at ours. We have grandbaby fur babies. Yeah. So Lily and Austin have two dogs and two cats inside.
Oh, wow.
And they just adopted a rescue Great Dane.
Yeah.
That thing's got to be bigger than Lily.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
They named her, which I thought was really cool, BB, which stands for Big Bertha.
Big Bertha.
Yeah.
BB.
Okay.
And she's actually a super sweet dog. I had a Great Dane when I was younger. And she reminds me a lot of her. She's very skittish.
Yeah.
You would think, oh my gosh, the dog's gonna kill me. And then you just go toward her and she's like, oh,
she's real sweet.
Yeah.
But I'm like, enough is enough. You got four animals in a little house. Oh my gosh.
Well, that's why Merritt moved out.
Oh, Merritt can't stand to have animals.
Merritt don't like
it. It's not that she doesn't like them. She wants like no hair. Like no dog hair. No, like, well, we have two poodles. Well, they don't shed.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, we have the cats that do, but that Roomba saves my life. But no, for them, that's the thing is they're in college too. So they're not necessarily clean freaks, at this age. So
I still ain't got there yet.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
No, but Jessica is.
But you're married to one?
She has taught me how to clean over the years. I would think I'm better. I'm a lot better. I wash a lot of clothes
you do.
At our house.
I ain't. Yeah, that was a cleaning freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I smoked. I'd light a cigarette and ash would be there, and I'd put it in the ashtray, flip it in the ashtray, and she'd take it and go wash it and bring it back.
Yeah.
After just one time?
Just, yeah. Every time I did it.
Huh.
Yeah, well, nobody goes back to her house. So finally she asked Mama one time, said, Merritt, I got a question to ask you. I want you to be truthful with me. She said, what am I doing wrong? People don't like to come into my home. Mama said, you're a cleaning freak, and you just irritate the crap out of everybody.
Oh.
Yeah. So she stopped it, and then, hey, then her, she went from being a cleaning freak to just...
A slob?
Yeah. The heck with it.
Total slob.
Yeah. Didn't care how it looked.
She just embraced genetics.
Oh, huh? Yeah. Yeah. She turned, she flipped big time.
There you go.
Because after that, you'd come in and, hey, you know, you spill something. Oh, don't worry about it. We'll get it later.
How them cats ever catch on? I don't.
I actually really like Honey. I love, like, she gets up next to me every day and she purrs. I mean, I really like her. But we shave her.
Once we do like a spring cleaning shave because she's a Persian. So she gets really thick. And so we do that once a year for her. She loves it. But then the other cat doesn't shed as much. It's just a different type of.
Cats are weird.
They are
cats
weird.
Are amazing.
I'm serious.
I was hoping that's where we'd get to.
No, they really are. They're weird because they're so lovable. But they're so dangerous too, though.
They like you.
Well, no, they just. You know, you never know what's going to, you know, one minute you'll be petting them, you know, and then he bites you.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that what Sweet Pea does?
Yeah, he just, you'll be petting him, you know, and all of a sudden, golly, crazy rascal. What's wrong with you?
Sweet Pea know all he got to do is make one quick step, and he's away from that. He ain't got to get too far.
No, I laughed. We was playing poker the other night, and somebody left the screen door open, and he went out, and I said, hey, I gently pick him up and bring him in. Well, his girlfriend was out there. So when the dude grabbed him,
oh, God.
Whoa, good grief.
Oh, God.
I laughed. I said, hey, leave him alone. I said, get back in here. You know, he come on back in.
He obeys you? Does he obey you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what kind of cat is he? Normally, unless he's just in one of his moods. And if one is in his mood, he done me that way. You know, and I said, hey, I'll slap you, slam across the room, son, hit me.
Besides, Si's an old lover. He can't get mad if his girlfriend's outside. Si can't blame him.
I understand. But
Well, the next cat I get is going to be a Maine Coon. And a Maine Coon. Have you seen them?
No.
They get big as a dog. They're like huge.
Looks like a fox.
They got the giant rabbits. Pet rabbits you can buy.
What?
And I mean, I'm talking about, look, they get half the width of this table.
Oh, no.
All the time to not have a computer. Hunter, what are you doing? I need you to look up Maine Coon and giant rabbits.
Yeah.
Not giant rabbits. We don't care about that. Maine Coons are amazing. They're beautiful. And they're
big. They're giant.
Huge.
It looks
like a stupid rabbit.
Huge.
Is he like a raccoon?
Looks like a lynx, I would say.
It's a giant.
Oh, he looks like a bobcat.
He's big as a bobcat.
Okay,
But they're friendly. They're like super, super sweet. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's like his stupid. That's like his stupid rabbits.
Aren't they beautiful?
It's just like a, hey, you can look at that cat. That cat will hurt you.
That must be the descendant of the cat off of like Alice in Wonderland or whatever.
See how big they are?
See, I like the black and gray. See the light gray beard? I love that.
I'm telling you, that cat will hurt you.
No, they're really sweet.
Hey, they're sweet.
I'm getting one.
Yeah, he's sweet till he eats you.
Hey. That thing's for the tiger family.
Yeah, grab you by the back of the neck and tote you off somewhere.
Yeah, jack you off. Yeah.
Moscow Maine Coon Texas Cattery. So this is a big business if you got them.
I mean, I'm sure they're
I'm telling you, them cats and rabbits have got together because they look a lot alike.
A cat and a rabbit.
I'm telling you because,
the only time they get together is for dinner.
I'm telling you, You need to
or
hey, you need to look them up. I'm serious. Google
or Alice, Alice in Wonderland.
Giant rat. Look, the best thing was I watched a show one night on television, and it was them giant rabbits. Premier, you know, they all from all over the world. It's a big deal. You know, it's big money in them.
And giant rabbits.
Yeah. And they have the, you know, what like the dog show, you know, all champion dog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have that for that stupid rabbit, that big giant rabbit.
No.
Oh, no. Yes, no. I'm serious.
They walking a rabbit on like a leash?
I don't believe that.
Hey, no.
These things are drop dead gorgeous because they're so huge. And look, they look just like them. They got a lot of fur. And, hey, their ears are like an old Tennessee hound dog.
Like floppy?
Yeah. I mean, big
old. Oh, right there. That's him? Is that him?
Yeah.
That's the ones they use in the Cadbury commercials.
Oh, no. Hey,
we've been lied to our whole life.
Do you eat those kind of things?
Some of them things weigh 100 pounds. I'm telling you. It's wild.
use your inside voice for
something to work here. Hey, nice tan.
Hey, no, hey, y'all really just tan. Hey, play some music or something.
Hey, okay.
You want my chair? You can have it. Here you go.
He grew his hair back out. It looks better. It looks better with longer.
What's wild is he actually knows where the office is now.
That's it.
I mean, he's been up here like 3 times in a month. It's crazy. I'm starting to worry about my job at this point.
I wish the dog had stood up when they took that picture and the rabbit stood up.
I think we need a rabbit too in our garden.
We got enough animals.
Oh, no. Please. Hey, you get one of these.
Next topic.
I would like it.
Is y'all's beehive still functioning?
Yeah.
Still
got the bees. You still collecting honey?
Yep. I just did a few months ago.
Chickens?
Got chickens.
Eggs?
What up?
You got an egg?
Yeah, they got an egg.
That's it. Get the egg, boys. Hey.
What else? Goats?
No,
goat. Oh, that's what y'all need to get. Get you a goat. And then have goat milk and goat cheese.
I do not like goat products.
Yeah. He doesn't like it.
He's not a fan.
Really?
Not a fan. I had some, and I went to Ethiopia, and I was like, everybody else was eating. Oh, it's so
I was fixing that, yep. Like, tell me how good it was.
No. So for you, a cow, much higher than a goat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would agree.
Yeah, I ain't ever had it. I just
don't like the cheese.
You never had goat
like,
cheese?
I just don't get it.
No, everything, I stay away from
everything,
it.
The milk, the cheese, all that is stout.
Yeah,
I don't like strong.
If you like real strong flavors, yeah.
But I don't like blue
really
cheese.
Just, I mean, like gamey strong stuff.
Yeah. Well, y'all know my less than affinity to horseradish, so you know strong flavors ain't really my bang zone. So
you don't try it.
Yeah. No, I stay away from it. And all them funky cheeses you can smell like 10 feet away.
I like some funky cheese.
Yeah, I don't mind
like some.
Nah. Mm-mm. No, very basic. Pepper jack.
I'm not a big, I don't like to go stray far from stuff that I know is good to eat.
Yeah, steaks, hamburgers.
Yeah. I don't.
Corn dogs.
I'm not an adventurous.
Chili cheese
I'm not an adventurous food person.
Hey, look, we got Sonic supporters on that side of the room.
Hey, I like it simple.
Jesse eat a chili cheese tot from Sonic in a heart.
Yes, I will. That's my go-to, corn dog, chili cheese tot, every time I go.
Is that your comfort meal? Like, you just had a bad day, you just go get you?
No, it's just, I've had a good day, bad day, whatever. I'm in a hurry. It's easy. I love it.
I can appreciate that. Unbelievable. Oh, man. Well, look, we done flown through 2 sections. Let's take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Look at it. This is so simple and so effective. Look, if you want to take ownership over your health, we've been talking about it on this podcast forever. We are regular people. I'm not a fitness guru, but I know this. AG1 gets my day started right and makes me feel better every day. Philip's making him a glass of AG1. Right now in a fancy mug.
That's right. I love AG1. Me and my wife drink it every day. And hey, this morning I passed it up, didn't get to, but now,
boom,
let me go.
Just like that. Ooh. It's that simple. One scoop in a cup of water or a bottle of water.
You got to have a little stir.
Mix it up with a Sharpie he's doing right now for those that are listening and can't see it. Mm. And he's going, how is it?
I love it. I really do. It's got a good taste.
Look. We've been drinking it for a while. It helps us start our day, finish our day, get through our day. We decided to give it a try. Christian started drinking it, and everybody loves it. We got it in the break room up here. It's just a great way to get all that you need without taking 50 million different vitamins and pills and all that.
It really is. And you're going to spend some money somewhere. Don't go buy all those high dollar drinks, you know. Get you some AG1 and change your life and turn it around.
Yep. When I drink AG1, I know I'm covering my nutritional bases right at the start of my day. I'm getting support for my brain, gut, and immune health since AG1 is packed with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients. I don't have to worry about mixing and matching pills and powders and all that because AG1 is an all-in-one solution right here in this travel pack that supports my mental and physical health without all the hassle. In just He did the whole thing while we're on this ad. In just 60 seconds every morning, I'm giving my body everything it needs and setting up a sustainable, healthy habit. If there's one supplement you should start with, it's AG1, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership over your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 right now and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free travel packs. The travel packs are fantastic.
Yep.
That's five travel packs with your first purchase. And that's five travel packs at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck.
Check order today.
It out.
All right, we're back. So Jess, look, I'm a fan of entrepreneurs. I saw you've been posting about your new box that's coming out. What you want to? I don't know that we've ever talked about that the couple of times we've had y'all on here. So tell our fans about the Genuine by Jess collection.
Yeah, so it is a quarterly subscription box. And I basically just find brands and that either have like give back missions, woman-owned companies, small family-owned companies. And then I find brands that, you know, kind of align with what I like. And each quarter I do a different box, and it's like home decor. It could be spa items. There's usually like a jewelry collection in it. So yeah, it actually just launched, but it actually sold out already. So
oh really,
it was good. Well, that's cool. Yeah, so I'm so excited. We just I just got through boxing all the boxes and I'll be shipping them out. Yeah,
well, that's cool. No, just a way to give back to small business, which, you know, there's a lot of people that think Duck Commander's a big business. We're not. So we're very much still a small business, you know, less than 30 employees and all the check all the boxes. So just a cool way to give back. Yeah. And I didn't know, I didn't think we had talked about it on here before. So just wanted to give our fans a quick peek into what it is on if they're interested in how they can support small businesses too. What you got a look on your face, old man. What you ciphering on? You still stuck on them rabbits?
I'm thinking about she was saying. Yo, do you do just look into like some makeup sometime?
I do a little bit of like spa, like makeup. Some could be makeup. Some it just, you know, years ago, I think I've been doing it for 4 years now, and like 3.5, 4 years. And you know, I could go and make my own brand and do something, put my name on it. But I was like, okay, God built my platform, my social media. So I was like, what am I going to use it for? And it was just a way that I could do something I want to do, but also shed light on other companies and other brands that have these great give back missions. Like some have great charities, some house like women going through hard times, or, you know, so I don't know. It just was something I could do. And I've been doing it for 4 years now and I really like it. I mean, it's a small business too, but, you know, I do it all in house. I literally assemble every box. I fill every box. I print my labels by myself. And so it's something that I have my hands fully on, and it's not something that I'm just like making a buck on by somebody else running it. Something I really love to do.
That's cool. Normally I help her, and I would have this year, but I'll tell y'all something that you should never do. And I just started doing it.
Uh-oh.
So I've recently made a new friend, and I talk about him all the time. Just like, oh my gosh, you're so obsessed with this guy. But he's really cool. He was a Navy SEAL, which in my eyes, that's like my heroes. It's like those dudes, because I'm like, I could never
They are our elite warriors.
Yep. And he's recently removed. He's only been out like a year and a half, I think. And I go to church with him, and we were just talking. I said, man, I just need to get in shape. And I just mentioned that. And so we went to Bible study just this past week, and he said, all right, you ready? And I was like, ready for what? He was like, you want to get in shape? And I was like, why did I ever say that in front of this guy? And I have been working out with him, and I have never been this sore in my entire life. I've never seen anybody that they can do what this guy does.
That nervous talk get all of us. Yeah, man, you know, I need to start working out sometime in the next decade.
Yeah, but, and then when he says do it, I'm just like, oh, my gosh, like, I guess.
Then you can't let him down.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, this guy get me in headlock. It's over.
This guy sounds like one that I had met that I was on something, you know, and he was on the same event.
Did he whoop you into shape?
This guy actually looked.
Oh, I didn't dare bring up that I need to get in shape. Okay, so no, like Jeff said, they're a hero of mine.
Yeah.
Okay, Black Ops, Navy SEALs, they're our elite warriors, and hey, they are good at what they do. But this guy was he was fixed to retire. And he's about your size. Okay. Most people don't realize you ain't got to be a giant to be a giant, okay? And most of the guys that are in that, they're giants, okay? In the word, not by size, just by what they do. But he said, I've been a Navy SEAL, teams, whatever. He said, now I'm fixing to retire and I'm going to become God's SEAL.
Yep. Yeah, this guy's the same way.
Yeah.
His name is Dan. I call him Danimal.
Not to be confused with Dan the Butler.
No. Different. Now, this guy is big. He looks like he's tall. He's all tatted up. Yeah. He looks mean. The nicest guy you ever met. He's actually in seminary, online seminary. So, yeah, he loves the Lord. So, he's a cool dude. So,
what's he got you doing? Why are you so
It's sore? Like it is CrossFit type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would very say. Hard.
Yeah, you
heard
me. Yeah.
All the sports you can come up with, it's a little bit of all of them combined into a workout that,
Yes, the worst parts of all of them all put together.
Yeah.
So the last one we did, he was like.
So it hurts to wipe right now.
Oh, my gosh. So everything is sore. My
toenails. I can't help you there, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad deal.
He was like, we're doing these weight stuff. He's obviously doing much more, and with like a barbell, I'm doing like dumbbell stuff.
Yeah.
I'm doing the same things, just at a very.
Yeah, hand me them fives. Yeah.
Yes. And so I'm like, oh.
That means a 2.5.
We go 30 minutes. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this was. And I told him, and it was a bad mistake. I was like, this was hard, but, it was kind of fun. He's like, yeah, okay. All right, next thing we're going to do.
Oh, we're not done.
We're going to get on this assault bike, which, you've seen that bike where you see them on the NFL sidelines where they're just kind of warming up.
Yeah.
Well, also with that bike, you can go super hard and it be the most hard thing you've ever done. Like your legs just burn like crazy. Doing that mixed with like jumping squats. By the end of it, man, I was laid over there for 15 minutes, and he was like, man, you going to make it? And I was like, I don't know. Give me another 5 minutes. Let me figure it out. So hard. But I feel good. I mean, I hadn't worked this hard in a long time, so I think it's driving Jessica crazy because when I get home, I'm just like, oh, because we've been doing kind of early in the morning.
That's all you did today was work out. That can't just be all.
Look, if you do one of them workouts.
I can't do anything else. I'm hurting so bad. I'm like.
Well, no. Once you do one of them workouts, right, this time, leave me alone. Let me try to recuperate.
Yeah, I'm still trying to catch my breath. Yeah. Don't talk to me
I'm
right
still
now.
Trying to learn to breathe again.
Yeah.
No, this is like at 6 o'clock, and he went that morning at like 8 or 9. I'm talking about at 5 or 6, he's still on the couch like. I can't do anything else. I can't do anything. I'm like,
I said, just give me a few weeks, Grandma.
Good night.
Get some.
Well, no, I did.
You seen me try to use a bathroom lately?
Yeah.
That's a 30-minute process.
I guess I never did push myself far enough. Okay.
You don't say.
Well, no, because hey, the program, okay, the fitness program of the Army, never worked with me. Okay, because you would figure, okay, what do you do? You run 5 miles a day for 5 days, you get 2 days off, and then you do it again, and you do this for 20 years. Well, I never got to the point that I could do it and would just
You don't reckon them
dead.
You don't reckon them cigarettes had nothing to do with that?
Well, cigarettes probably had a little to do with it. But I'm
running
just saying,
5 miles a day, I don't understand.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you do something that much, you should get in some kind of form of shape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, it didn't happen. Okay. It always killed me when I did it. So I just said, hey, y'all need to change programs. You know, how about let's do it once a week, okay?
Yeah, that'll help.
You know, see if that'll help.
Yeah, let's do it less.
Well, then I'll get better at it. I said, Dan, what do you eat? He said, eggs and oatmeal. I was like, yeah, but I mean, what else? He was like, no, that's what I eat.
Yeah, that's it.
But for a snack, now he does eat raw chicken livers. And I thought, for a snack, you eat raw chicken livers.
I don't know if you can eat raw.
That's what he eats. He freezes them and eats them.
Hey, that's just for
his channel. Are you sure he doesn't cook them?
No, raw chicken livers.
Martin, can you get sick off that? I like chicken hearts. I'm saying, but I like them fried and dipped in ketchup.
Look at here. Johnny D's in the house on the sideline. We're back on talking about that chicken organ meat, and he's over there he's turning green. Yeah,
I draw the line at raw.
We had to, now see, I love a fried chicken.
I do too. I like fried,
but that's his snack.
I don't think.
Does he cook his eggs?
He cooks his eggs.
Okay. Yeah. I just didn't know where he drew the line on raw.
Well, a lot of people eat them raw.
Yeah,
that's why he's befriending you. He's gonna start charging you in eggs for.
I'm talking about just crack it, and throw it.
Yeah, no.
I knowing this guy, he probably does that too.
No.
Well, that's probably. Okay. I mean, if you think about it, some of the stuff he's probably seen and been in, a raw chicken liver would have been a good thing to have.
At some point,
he'd probably been like,
"Oh yeah,
yeah."
You'd have probably ate just about anything.
Yeah. I know he's eating MREs. I can tell you that.
Well, and anything else that if it comes to it, if it's edible, he's ate it.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Even if it wasn't edible, he's tried it.
Well, hey.
Because he was hungry.
Yeah.
He needed something to eat. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, man, what a life. What's next? You are a guy who you'll do this. You'll get in shape. You'll be like healthy for like a year. And then I'll see you again, and you'll be wearing suspenders because your britches won't stay up. And like, I mean, that's been your MO since I've known you.
I'm an all or nothing. Right? I don't know why I'm like this. I wish I wasn't. I wish I was like her and was balanced. I just can't do it. I can't do it. I just am all in or I'm not. And that's how I live. I don't know.
I mean, that's got to be something genetic because your brother will try a fad diet faster than anybody. I mean, Willie now told me the other day, his new health kick is deer sausage only. And I'm like, well, that'd be cool if it was all deer.
Yeah.
It's like half
it's got
pork.
It's got a mixture here going on.
Yeah. He's like, well, I just eat a package a day and that's all I eat. I'm a pound of deer sausage.
I
can't do that.
Terrible.
I can't go extreme meat, stuff like that. I'm thinking,
that's what he's on right now. So.
Mm-mm.
Well, hey, here's the thing about that. What the man said, okay, it's very healthy. Okay, because Jay Stone lost went from 235.
Oh, on keto?
And he went, and mainly what
keto
he ate.
Works. Yeah.
Mainly
works.
What he ate was oatmeal every morning. You know, he got me on it for a while.
And you bailed.
Then I bailed.
This I said, no. He said, I'm 74 and I need my ice cream.
Well, no. Finally, I just said, yo, to heck with all of it. I ain't got but a few years left. I'm going to eat what I want to when I want to.
I'm going
to
quit peddling this QB. Yeah. I'm going to quit working out and I'm going to eat my ice cream.
Well, no, I'm going to start that back.
Oh, spring cleaning, huh?
Well, I am going to start that back.
Okay.
Speaking of, so I need to tell you, I have found the most awesome ice cream snack.
I have too. It's called a vanilla bar.
No.
Coated with chocolate.
No, this is actually kind of healthier.
Oh, this is healthy too.
I mean, I don't know.
I love it.
What's it called, Jess?
I don't know.
What's it called?
The Dreamsicle.
No.
That's what I like.
No, the one I eat at night that Lily.
No, I don't get those. You eat those. They're
Lily got me.
Covered
oh,
in
I need a dream interpreter.
What? Mochi.
Mochi.
He loves mochi.
Oh, no. Hey, I need a dream interpreter. I don't need the thing
I was
that
like,
get me
I'm
dreaming.
Confused.
Mochi. Hey. It's like a rice thing on the outside. Have you ever had that?
It's
mochi?
Almost like fondant on that.
Wait a minute, this is ice cream. Was got rice in it?
No.
Maybe I'm kind of confusing. Yeah, mochi. You may have to look that up on the board.
It's basically ice cream with, and it almost like a fondant around it, so you can eat, like pick it up and eat it.
Yeah,
don't like it.
It's really.
I'm not, I don't like.
It's my
fondant.
Favorite thing.
No, I'll go with my. Vanilla with chocolate.
So I said, I don't know what y'all talking about. He said, my ice cream got a sticky.
That's right. Hey, that's right,
boy. Hey, I like that too. I try to stay away from it.
Well, anyway, well, let's take another break. I'm going to let Johnny D pop in here since he's here. And we'll finish this out.
MyPillow.com.
Do you think they should have a jingle?
They should have a song.
We got the best pillows and robes and everything else at Mike Lindell Rules, MyPillow.com/duck.
Great American. He's a great American pillow man.
As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. But I think that's a great jingle.
You're not a jingle writer.
You know what? No. I'm not a jingle writer, but our man makes great products, and he doesn't need a jingle. They're so good.
He does do that. I mean, he makes everything about your home life better.
Slippers, check.
Yep.
Pillows, check.
Towels.
Sheets, check. Towels, check.
Pet beds.
Pet beds, check. Robes.
Got it.
Three or four of them over here.
Yeah, one for each time of the day.
The robe was the greatest thing he ever done.
Uh-oh, he's a robe man, boy.
Okay, look, hey, come out of the shower. You can use it as a towel. Not that you don't need it because you've already ordered the towels from him.
After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheet. He created them. He's an innovator, folks.
Boom.
He's a pioneer, some may say. Look, they're the best sheets you will ever sleep on, the best night's sleep. Just got even better, and for a limited time, you will get a queen-size set for $59.98, king-size for just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media, but not right here. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on their MyPillow products.
Boom.
So like Johnny D said, look, if you thinking, man, you know, some new slippers be tight, go get them.
Trust me. They are. They're not tight. They're perfect.
Yeah.
They're like clouds on your feet.
Want towels that'll dry you?
Boom.
Go get them. Want a robe make you feel like Hugh Hefner? Go get you one.
I got one.
Like, I mean, who doesn't want to feel like that?
That's my robe's like a 7-foot medium heavy or something like that.
There you go. That's awesome. Full service. You can use it for anything. That's what I'm talking about. Look, and to get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com/duck and enter promo code
duck
or call 800-969-3137. You'll get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size for $59.98 and king size for just $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. Just go to MyPillow.com/duck and enter promo code
duck
or call 800-969-3137.
What are you waiting for? Order today.
All right, we're back.
We're back. I get
well. They new person here.
New okay. person.
Sadie's back.
I was so excited y'all were going to be here today because I have so many questions living across the pond from y'all.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Well, I always felt like when you have a problem with your neighbor, you don't discuss it with him. You wait till you get 100,000 other people
I like
in.
It. Just
on
ask
the site.
Questions then.
Oh no, it's 100%. So the other night, it was like a month ago. And I don't know if y'all know how well sound travels from y'all's house to our house.
No.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Oh, water magnifies sound.
Rot-row.
Yeah.
Yeah, rot-row.
So I'm laying in bed, and I just keep hearing this clinking noise.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. It's at like 10:30 at night.
Yep.
And I get up. I look through my whole house in my underwear. Something's broke in my house, and something's going to explode. And then it would stop for a minute. And then here it comes back, just a little clinking sound. Yeah. The bell doesn't do it justice. Yeah. And then I finally go out to my back porch, and do you oft play disc golf at 10:30 at night?
I think that time was, didn't we have...
There was a lot of people at your house at that
time. Yeah, I think I had my son-in-law and my future son-in-law in town, and, you know, they're 20 years, you know.
To be fair, you're a great shot, because I don't hear it when you miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you were just drilling it. So I was like, I need to
know. So we go out at night sometimes. And, you know, I will not do it that late at night anymore.
No, feel free to. I thought it was
but
hilarious.
No, we too. Play horse, basically, with disc golf.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. It's like trick shot putting. You know, we're staying within, you know. 40,
Martin, why 50. Did we never play horse? That we could never make
you
it.
You should have one here, and y'all just play
we used to.
Shots in the
thing. This reminds me of last weekend when Christine went to Dallas.
She went to Dallas to play disc golf?
No. She went to Dallas to visit our daughter because our daughter is doing some stuff with her work. She was actually, it was a charity, Six Sticks. Anyway, the company she works for, I can't remember what it is. But anyway, they had a charity, and she's dancing with the stars. She's one of the dancers.
Okay.
Okay. But back to the house. I'm all alone now. And I'm hearing weird noises.
And Stone was playing disc golf.
No. And I'm wondering, like you, what in the world is something, the house fixing to blow up? What's going on here? I keep hearing clanking metal, you know? Well, my wife and my maid feed the neighborhood cats. Well, now we've got a new addition to the family.
What is
it? It's a big, bulldog, some type of bulldog. She's pregnant. She's got a litter somewhere.
Under your house?
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, she's coming up on the porch eating the cat food.
And it's just a dog?
Yes, a dog.
It's not the whole group
of dogs? Yeah, because I was wondering all weekend. I'm wondering, and then Christine gets back Sunday, and she's at the door. Her and Liz went somewhere. She's at the door, and she's talking, and I said, What are you saying to me? She said, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the dog. And I said, dog? I said, where did y'all get a dog? She said, oh, it just showed up and we're feeding it. Yeah. So that, when you said noises, strange noises.
Well, I'd rather just have a neighbor that's into obscure sports.
Well, I don't know. I asked her, I said, has the dog
straight animals.
Yeah, I said, has the dog got a collar on? You know, she said, yeah. But it ain't no information on it. So it's somebody's dog that's running around the neighborhood, you know. So I don't know.
Hard to say.
But, it was a weird, weird sensation hearing all these strange noises at night.
It was, well.
Yeah.
Luckily, I figured mine was just neighbor Jep hitting.
Just goofing off.
Reeling shots,
yeah, as soon as Christine come back, she let me know what all the noise was about. Stupid. It's the stupid dog eating all the cat food.
There you go. And then I have another thing in common with you now, kind of, except I just have to ask if it's because Jay shot all the squirrels in the neighborhood, I'm pretty sure. We're not positive, but we don't see them anymore. And then my niece.
Well, you might have two. Jace loves squirrels too, and Jay Stone loves them.
Yeah, they both. So we're not sure, but, and I know that's not you because that would be outrageous, and me and you are normal. but my nieces all got metal detectors for Christmas.
Really?
Ooh. Why is there nothing in the neighborhood? Have you already ransacked it all?
I know. Not
or do
me.
We just not know what we're doing?
Not me personally, but I know Jace, when he first got his, was going over to like Johnny and Chris's, and he was hitting up the neighborhood pretty good. I don't know if he made it to y'all's place.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think
they just
he would
haven't
do that
found
because,
anything.
I got
and
you.
So I was like, well, maybe Jep and Jace went ahead and took care of all metal.
That's right.
No, that was not me. And actually, my yard, we moved a lot of the dirt around. So I've looked around out there a little bit, but there's not really
there's nothing
either. Yeah.
I was so excited when they got metal detectors. I was like, they're going to find some stuff. And
actually, you just nothing. Take a, I mean, there's places around town you can go. I think you can go to like Crowley Park.
Yeah, that's what I was
and like saying. Murray finds stuff there from the 1800s, like coins and stuff. Like
in
the woods
Park?
At Crowley.
Well, think about rings,
because
jewelry, like mom, people out.
What it does is like getting into treasure hunting stuff, it'll get you researching. And like there was a time back in the early 1900s when everything flooded and the highest point in West Monroe, I learned, was Crowley Park. And so a lot of people moved, they like camped there back in like 1908 or something like that. And so you can find like some really cool, because they lived there for like 2 months or something like that till the water receded. But
Jep's Crowley's so a good informative.
Place.
Yep. That's what metal detecting does for you.
That's it.
Si, did you know that?
Well, I know there's a lot of research goes into it.
I thought you were the researcher.
No. Murray is the researcher on the treasure finders.
There's a guy here in town that he posts a lot of stuff on, my brother-in-law sends me stuff about just the history of Monroe, West Monroe. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've learned a lot just following that guy.
We need to research the history of our pond and find out what's been happening between me and you for years.
Yeah.
Well, no, because there's
a lot of people there. Bridge where nobody could go past our place.
You want to cut off the end of the pond?
Yeah.
Us three?
I mean, yeah. Kinda,
us and my parents? We'll just
I wanted to put fish in there because I thought
that's
how cool would it be to have like
where they
big
can't get over
bass in there or whatever, but
yeah,
you can't.
The shirtless fisherman gets you. And Mario. Yeah. But Mario,
he's cool.
Mario pays me a lot of money to go fish in the pond in the form of bait. So I like Mario.
I got you.
The other guy, I think he's just snagging.
Yeah.
He's just taking stuff.
Yep. Yep.
And taking it all. Yeah. Have you ever caught a fish in that pond?
Like a couple.
It makes me feel
it's
better.
It's a big catfish, isn't it?
That's the rumor.
Yeah, Jace.
Me and Jeff live on it. It's We've never caught anything. In.
Jace caught one big one. I know for
sure. It's some big catfish in it. Trust me.
I trust you. You don't have to.
Even if it, did, if it didn't have any fish in it at all.
There's a lot of disc golf discs in that pond. I can attest to that.
You want to go get them? Are they yours?
Yeah.
I've been, you know, I got into disc golf back when probably you were in Texas. And so, but I've every once in a while when you've been out there, I've thought about just slinging something.
Oh, you should. Totally
seeing if I could make it across the
pond should.
And scare
I've thought the same thing. I've thought, I wonder if I could throw one over there in their yard.
All right, I'm throwing one tonight. When you get home,
throw it.
You're going to look and there's just going to be a random disc golf. It's mine, but you can have it because I don't play much anymore. Si, have you ever played disc golf?
No.
You'd probably be good at it.
No.
You'd be better at it than you were at golf.
No.
It's a big thing. It's huge. Right.
Were you just,
I'm not good at anything that I don't have interest in. And hey, I have no interest in hitting a little white ball and then go.
No, this is.
Then go chase it, and find it, and try to hit it again.
You're talking about frisbees. Yeah.
Hey,
you throw a frisbee.
Oh, you can do that.
Frisbee golf.
I could throw one from your house all the way to Jeff's yard. Matter of fact, I could put it on his couch.
Yeah.
On his porch.
Leave your shoulder
behind. You'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's take a break, and then we'll talk more obscure sports that happen in Jeff and Jessica's driveway that inspired me right after this.
All right, that's right.
So one day I drive past Jeff and Jessica's because, like, I drive past their house to get to my parents' house, and Gus and River were out there playing pickleball in the driveway, and I was like, that looks like fun, but I don't want to play against Gus because – the last time I watched a Gus sporting event, it was like 60-0 in a flag football game. Gus 60, the Owen children 0. It was a
pretty good athlete. That's,
yeah. Si, he scored. How many touchdowns did he score?
I think so many that the coach put him out and said he had too many interceptions and touchdowns.
Yeah. And Ben's is the opposite. He gets in at the end of the game when it's like, okay, we're going to let everybody try and, you know, catch the ball. But Gus destroyed flag football, but he's good at pickleball too.
He's good at all things, to be honest with you. And I will say this, because I get like Ben, like the rest of my kids is much like Ben. You know, they didn't get a lot of playing time. Now,
I was excited. Yeah. Even though we were playing against y'all, I walked out there and I was like, hey, Miss K's here. And I was like, oh, we're playing against Gus. And I was like, oh, we're playing against Gus.
So
we're going to lose. But we lost most of our games anyway. But then at one point, I was like cheering for Gus. I was like, go. And then the parents were looking at me. I'm like, I like him more than your kids anyway.
To make you feel better, this year when we played flag football, we played against a team that had about 5 Gus's.
Oh.
And we got whipped.
Yeah, it was.
And
Gus
scored the first touchdown. And then they were like, okay, everybody hone in on him. They had him cornered. In all areas of the field, he couldn't go anywhere. They just blocked. You're not supposed to block, but they were blocking him.
Yeah.
It was awesome, though. I mean, just watching him run past my kids and or only Ben's plays football, I was like, you ain't got a chance to catch that kid, son. You ain't near fast enough. It was fun, though. But y'all been into pickleball, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Si, have you played pickleball?
No, I've heard of it.
You could do it.
When they first said pickleball, I said, what in the world? They're using pickles for a ball now?
No. No. It's basically tennis slash ping pong.
Without a net and everything, right?
No, you have a net. I'm saying they combined ping pong and tennis.
Into medium tennis.
Into like
big ping pong.
You don't have to run as far.
Mm-mm.
It's a smaller court.
Smaller court.
Yeah.
It suits those that need oxygen.
Yeah.
It helps.
I'm out.
No, it's good for that.
No, I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah, I'm out.
This is the obscure sports section.
No.
Just next time you're at my house, we'll put it
out. And yeah, next time I'm at your house, hey, all no. Right.
Come on.
It'll either be for food or ice cream.
What's your both food?
It ain't going to be for workout, boys. Trust me.
No working out.
No working out. No.
You don't have to work out anymore. Right. Me and Jeff are working out. You don't have to.
I don't even like watch people work out.
Does anybody?
I don't either. That would be weird.
It is. Hey.
Who watches people work out?
Hey. Well, I'm just saying, hey, it's a waste of time. Waste of his time, waste of mine too.
No, actually, you need to be working out.
No.
Your bones. Yep. No. You got to strengthen them bones. No. I'm telling you.
I thought working out was for muscles.
Well, when you get older, it's to strengthen your bones, is what I was told by a medical professional.
Well, you do it when you're young so that your bones are stronger when you're older.
My bones have got to be strong from carrying around this gut my whole life. So that's what I'm going to do.
I'm shrinking it. You have to work harder.
It's been causing me some back problems. I've never had back issues till the last couple of years.
Oh, no.
It's called old age.
How old are you now? Just throw that one out there.
45.
Yeah, 45.
Wow. Yeah.
Everybody's getting long.
You got
too,
married, so kids. Are y'all grandparents yet?
Not yet.
One day.
But, yeah, it could happen anytime, I guess.
I mean.
How many of your kids are married? Y'all got seven.
We have five kids. One kid's married and another will be married this June.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the other one's at the starting gate.
Grandpa Jephthah. I'm ready for those days.
I'm about the good old days.
You're ready for that? Are you ready for that?
I'm excited.
That'll be awesome.
Jess is a baby whisperer. She's really good with babies.
Okay. I like that. The only other argument we have about y'all in our house as they cross the pond, people, is because my wife can't pronounce the word genuine. How do you say the box that you do?
Genuine by Jess?
Yeah, that's a normal.
Genuine?
Yeah, genuine.
Yeah.
Allison says genuine.
Oh, yeah. I like genuine.
Genuine.
I like that. Allison, that's a dirty rapper. That's not what Jessica
anytime
said.
Anytime you bring genuine in there, you're good to go, boy.
All 90s rappers I like. So that's what I feel like it.
Allison would be like, oh, yeah, Jess got a new genuine. But I'm like, stop. It's genuine. She's like, it is genuine.
I think you should change the name and say genuine. Right. I think it's actually better. So she's on to something.
And then when you're taking a commercial, say, hey, and it's okay to have a little wine for the genuine.
There you go.
A good tagline.
Love it.
I wasn't trying to change anything. I was just trying to correct
rebranding
my
just
wife.
Took place.
Rebranding, right, boys. Hey.
It's now genuine. She says it every time, though.
I think that's great.
And I'm like, Allison, it is genuine. That makes way more sense than a rapper. Right. But
no, Jeff would probably
prefer
the rapper.
It's homemade.
Everybody likes
same
genuine,
word.
But
it's
now
homemade.
When we have kids,
homemade.
You don't want to acknowledge it. You like
genuine
it because the music. Now that we listen to,
I used to homemade put my genuine kids on a rocking horse and play pony and think it was the funniest thing ever because I was young and now in my 30s I'm like that was immature. It was hilarious. I still think it's kind of cool.
I mean they have edited versions of those songs.
Yeah, they weren't the edited ones back then, but Martin's got his phone over there playing pony.
That's hilarious.
We better get to a Bible verse quick now that we're on pony and let's go back to grandkids. Have you seen Lil Flip on the chiropractor commercial? Beth's wondering.
I have not.
You don't watch a lot of TV? He's on there every 2 seconds.
Yeah, but I just more watch Apple TV.
The chiropractor has got a rapper.
It's Lil Flip. You know who Lil Flip is?
Uh-uh.
You're not from Houston or me or Sadie Robertson. We're the only people who know who Lil Flip.
I don't know him.
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of Lil Flip?
No.
We get a lot of emails talking about Lil Flip now. It's weird. It's a thing.
Gotcha.
This is the world's strangest podcast.
I'll have to do some research.
Yep. Thanks for coming on it.
Yeah.
It's always a weird time. It never goes any different than this. But, hey, while I'm looking up the Bible verse of the day, because I just got here, and that's how we're going to do it today, you can come work out with me sometime. It's way easier. I was listening to your workouts. I've been working out in my garage with the door down so nobody can see me.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And it's way easier than a Navy SEAL yelling at you.
Yeah.
In fact...
Yeah.
We'll go get ice cream afterwards.
Afterwards, you get an ice
if
cream.
You want to.
But that sounds a lot better than what
I'm
doing now.
I used to work out with Stone, and he'd be like, you'd do the boxing thing, and all of a sudden he'd hit you in the face, and you'd be like, why'd you do that? And he's like, you dropped your gloves. I'm like, I'm trying to get skinny.
Right.
Not fight, but.
My chin is good. Don't mess with my chin.
Yeah, those in shape people scare me. So, look, we're going to throw this thing off with a Bible verse. Luke 2:29-30. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation. If you don't know Jesus, find him. Talk with somebody about him. Go listen to Unashamed. They talk about him a whole bunch there. Yep. We talk about Genuine a little more here. But Jeff and Jessica, thanks for joining us. See you probably tonight across the pond. I'll wave.
What's
that? Si?
Thanks for having us.
Disco.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a disco at you.
You could do that. That's fine.
How far you figure it is from his back porch? Yours?
I'd say a couple hundred feet.
Couple hundred feet?
Oh, 300
that'd be,
maybe.
That'd be a piece. That's a piece.
We can do it.
Piece back porch. If you got a good frisbee, hey. Let her fly, boys.
See y'all next time.
It's all in the Rick section.